However well the Democrats have done, there won't be a change of policy in the US as of today. After all, President Bush is still president, and he controls policy on many issues. But he doesn't control the purse strings, and this is where Congress can make its influence felt. Antonio Misirali, chief political analyst of the European Policy Center in Brussels, feels that even on an issue like Iraq, a Democrat victory would make a difference.
Europeans would expect some change in policy and possibly also personnel. I mean, the rumor whereby Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld might go is circulating. I personally heard this rumor already in 2001, and therefore I'm a bit more skeptical about its materializing, but it is not to be ruled out that if a scapegoat has to be taken, and Iraq is the issue that determines the defeat of the Republicans, Rumsfeld might go. And I suppose that most Europeans would welcome a new face and the turning of the page on Iraq and the wider Middle East.
Increased democratic influence could also mean that President Bush might be pushed to become more active in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where the current administration has taken a rather hands-off position. Europeans have missed an American lead on this issue. President Bush could also find himself a bit more pushed on environmental issues, where the US resistance to international agreements to reduce greenhouse gases has long been a thorn in the European side. Antonio Misirali says, however, that the main effect may not come from the Democrats, but from members of President Bush's own party.
My impression is that in this respect, the midterm elections will matter more for the gubernatorial races than for Congress, that is, for instance. Clear victory by Arnold Schwarzenegger in California might mean that it is still possible for a Republican political leader to do an environment-friendly policy, and therefore this could have consequences over the next months and years in American policy at large. I don't expect a spectacular U-turn over the next months just because there is divided government in the U.S.
On the other hand, there are areas where the defeat for President Bush, which these elections represent, may not at all work to the European advantage. One example is trade, where the US and the European Union are involved in negotiations within the World Trade Organization.
A Democratic Congress would probably be slightly, marginally more protectionist than the current one, and this would not bode well for the current negotiations in the WTO framework, considering in particular that the fast-track mandate for the Bush administration for striking a deal expires in July 2007.
Europeans are largely uninterested in the issues on which many representatives and senators have been fighting their seats, like healthcare, immigration, abortion, or the economy. For most Europeans, it's been all about Iraq. And for a real change there, they'll have to wait until the next presidential election in 2 years' time. Michael Lawton, Deutsche Welle Radio.